Hi, my name is Ella, and welcome to my podcast. Today we are going to be discussing the book My Sister's Keeper by Jodi Picoult. This realistic fiction is about a young girl named Anna who is conceived through genetic modification to be a lifelong donor to her older sister, Kate. Kate was diagnosed with acute promyelocytic leukemia when she was 2 years old, so her parents made about the best decision they could have, to have another child through IVF that would be a genetic match to Kate. As Anna enters her teen years, she begins to question who she really is. Kate needs a kidney transplant, and Anna being Kate's donor may put her own dreams at risk. Anna makes a decision to sue her family for the rights to her own body, a choice that tears her family apart and may have fatal consequences for her beloved sister. As the story progresses, we are introduced to the many characters that help Anna through this difficult decision, and we are open to this family's struggle to keep both of their daughters alive and well. As this book proceeds, we are introduced to the entire Fitzgerald family, starting with Anna. Anna is the star hockey goalie of her all-boys team, a decision that changed the biased mind of the coach. But when she is told that her older sister Kate needs a kidney transplant, Anna flips a switch and takes a stand against her parents' unthoughtful ways. A quote from Anna is, "They don't really pay attention to me except when they need my blood or something. I wouldn't even be alive if it wasn't for Kate being sick." She filed a lawsuit against them for the rights to not be Kate's donor anymore, although the real truth behind the lawsuit is different than it appears. Anna first comes out as a tough, strong-willed, stubborn girl with a cold heart, but as we get to understand her reasoning, our opinion may change. These are likable qualities, but occasionally they can get her into trouble. We begin to feel sympathy as we hear the real reason that Anna is backlashing at her family's decisions. I cannot explain the real reason because it would kind of give away the whole story, but as the story progresses, we are also introduced to Kate, Anna's sick older sister. Kate is kind and sweet, but she has undergone so much surgery and transplants that she begins to question the point of living. This becomes quite relevant to Anna, but not to the reader or to her other family members. Kate and Anna have a lot of similarities and differences that make them unique people with the same main goal. Everyone just wants Kate to stay alive, occasionally including herself. I do not have any sick members in my family, so that's kind of difficult to relate to, but I can relate to some of the more normal family stuff that they go through. Behind this child that deals with an older sibling and a younger one, Anna is actually a really kind person and someone that cares deeply about her sibling's feelings, which I can also relate to, but my parents are distracted with work and stuff along with hers, and so I can really relate to that. I like Anna's persistence and stubbornness because no matter what people say to her and try to make her change her mind, she always stays true to her heart and her sister's feelings too. Again, this is not something I can explain because it would give away the book, except that she stuck it out through the entire lawsuit. My favorite supporting character is Anna's lawyer, Campbell Alexander. He's a kind and genuine man who really doesn't necessarily agree to helping Anna at first, but he finds his way around and learns to the real reason to Anna's persistence and resilience. Campbell really helped Anna discover who she was and who she wanted to be. This book fits into the theme of coming of age because Anna has to grow up very fast in order to be able to help her sister. When she is born, she is immediately taken into surgery to get cord blood to help Kate. Then when she is 5, Anna has bone marrow taken out of her hip to help Kate through chemo. Time after time, Anna is taken in to have surgery without consent because her parents assume that she is just willing to help. This topic comes up several times during the court case and is used against the opposing court. As the reader reads the book, they are able to see that Anna certainly struggles with this and learns to build and grow from this experience. The second that Anna felt she really had to become an adult was when she had to speak in court about the truth. It had secretly started before that when Kate told Anna something quite shocking. This came as new and dreadful news to Anna, but for she doesn't want to go through with it while also staying true to her own word. The author really tears this through during the hearing in the court and in the end, but it's a little slow in the beginning. Overall, I felt like this was a really good book, and it fit well into the theme of coming of age, especially with Anna having to be a donor for her sister from the second she was born. This isn't especially a common case among young teens, so it did make it difficult to relate to, but the author wrote it very well, and I felt like I was kind of living with them. Anna and Kate are sisters, survivors, and partners until the very end. And this book is full of emotion, trauma, and love, and I really, really liked it. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed.